Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. On this day in 1513, Spanish explorer Vasco Núñez de Balboa reached what would become known as the Pacific Ocean. In Hamburg, the AFD maintains an internet platform for student complaints. Using this as a model, the members of the Berlin AFD parliamentary group in the House of Representatives wants to also furnish such an online platform. On it, pupils are to report any offenses against the neutrality requirement at schools. For instance, teachers who position themselves against the AFD. This was confirmed by Franz Kerker, the education political speaker of the parliamentary group, on Monday to the Berliner Zeitung. As an example, he cited the demonstration Berlin Briefing reported on last week, organized by parents against an AFD evening event at the Bettina von Arnim Secondary School in Reinickendorf. In the run-up to it, teachers had also encouraged students to produce anti-AFD posters. Kerke reported that this had been communicated to the AFD in emails from several parents. In fact, the entire entrance of the school had been covered with such posters. Another questionable incident had already occurred last year at the Paul Schmidt Secondary School in Lichtenberg, immediately before the federal elections. In the under-18 election, the party programs of all parties represented in the Bundestag were discussed, as well as those of the FDP, which was not yet represented in the Bundestag at the time. The AFD program, on the other hand, had not been discussed, although the party's entry into the Bundestag was already considered certain, according to forecasts at the time. Here, too, Kerker refused to information from parents. Information from pupils will be treated anonymously in the future. Today, Tuesday, the faction wants to finally vote on the establishment of such an internet platform. One could certainly fall back on the Hamburg software. Norman Heise, the chairman of the State Parents Committee, said that no further authority is needed to detect possible wrong decisions at schools. Parents can turn to the parent spokesperson, the class or school director, the parents' representative, the district parents' committee, or directly to the complaints management of the Senate Education Administration, adding that these are already very many possible contacts and that a separate database for pupils also raises data protection issues. Political education in Germany is characterized by the Beutelsbach Consensus of 1976, according to the so-called Überwaltungsverbot, or the overwhelm ban. Teachers are not allowed to impose their opinions on pupils. What is discussed controversially in science and politics must also be treated controversially in class, and a pupil must be able to analyze his or her political situation and own political interests. There have been fierce political debates on how to deal with the many Eastern European homeless people in Berlin. For weeks, the Polish social workers of the aid organization Barca from Poznan had been debating when they would come to the Hauptstadt to assist. Last autumn, the district mayor of Mitte, Stefan von Dassel of the Green Party, had enough of the talking. He had homeless people's camps in the Tiergarten cleared away and suggested deporting aggressive homeless people from EU countries. He also criticized the Polish government for not being able to solve its social problem in Berlin's green spaces. The Polish government reacted. It made 37,000 euros available to Barca for a Berlin team until the end of the year. Yuri Szafranek of Gangway, an institution for street social work, says the number of Polish homeless people in Berlin has increased enormously and their condition is becoming more and more hopeless. Every day, three Gangway teams of street workers visit the meeting places of the homeless, including three Polish-speaking helpers. They report that many Polish homeless people are addicted to alcohol and drugs. Mental abnormalities have increased, paranoid relapses, depression, autoaggression, and disorientation. The consul of the Polish embassy in Berlin, Marcin Jakubowski, confirms this dramatic development, telling the Berliner Zeitung that the situation of the Polish homeless continues to deteriorate and that they live in a precarious situation. Jakubowski estimates that his fellow countrymen and women make up the largest group among the homeless in Berlin, with about 1 in 3 homeless people coming from Poland, although there are no concrete figures. Jakubowski has been involved in the aid project, stating that, quote, the Polish social workers are motivating their compatriots to return to Poland, and we can help them with that. The return journey is paid for by the Polish government, as are treatments, therapies, and consultations in their home country. In Berlin, Polish homeless people receive little help. In facilities such as the city mission at the Bahnhof Zoo, they receive free food, clothing, and sleeping bags, and can shower there. Emergency overnight stays are also open to them, but they usually do not receive permanent care from doctors and social workers. Barca also cares for needy Polish citizens in the Netherlands, Belgium, Ireland, Iceland, and Canada. Numerous traffic lights in the Hauptstadt failed on Monday morning. According to the Traffic Information Center, around 50 systems were affected throughout the city. Most of the failures occurred in Spandau, Stieglitz, and Charlottenburg, according to the Traffic Control Center in Berlin. Technicians are currently in the process of restarting the traffic lights, but how long this will take was initially unclear. A police spokesman told the Berliner Morgenpost in the early afternoon that, quote, as long as it is necessary, we will continue to regulate traffic at affected intersections. According to a Vattenfall spokeswoman, a defective transformer in a station in Spandau caused the traffic lights to fail, adding that there was a minimal voltage drop, but the changeover took place immediately, so no households were affected. The police were initially unable to say whether traffic disruptions had occurred. Verkehrsstudio Berlin reported failed traffic lights, including an der Urania, in Wedding auf der Seestraße, in Wilmersdorf in the Kudamm Tunnel, as well as Uhland-Ecke-Litzenberger Straße and Stockauer Straße-Ecke-Landsberger Allee. At the Uhland-Ecke-Kantstraße, the traffic was regulated by police officers in the morning. The famous Rauberrad sculpture is once again standing on Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz in front of the Berlin Volksbühne. The wheel, built by the Swiss sculptor Rainer Hausmann, according to plans by Bert Neumann, has been completely restored, according to the Senate Cultural Administration on Monday. Nothing has changed in terms of its appearance, only the stability was adjusted and the pedestals renewed. The restoration cost around €25,000, which was covered by the Cultural Administration. In Frank Castorf's era, the spoked wheels with legs was also seen on programs and the popular matchboxes of the Volksbühne. The stylized wheel with legs was intended to be a reminder of the secret marks used by robbers to communicate with each other in a drawn secret language. For the Volksbühne, the wheel has stood for the rebellious attitude of the theater makers for decades. At the end of his directorship, Castorf took the sculpture with him to a guest performance at the theater festival in Avignon. The Volksbühne is currently headed by Klaus Dohr as interim director. Castorf's successor, Chris Derkon, had resigned as artistic director in April after less than a year. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.